I'm really sorry.
It's not your fault.
We didn't do it. We really didn't.
I believe you.
For the record, this is Cynthia Cronenberg. And we're,
Christopher Romero and James Carpenter Hooper. Landis. Homicide.
Well, well, well. It isn't Spanky and Alfalfa. Either of you guys recognize Mr. Miner here? Well, he recognizes you. Seems Mr. Miner here is the night janitor down at the University Med Center. Says he saw you guys running out of there last night. 40 miles an hour. Screaming like banshees. Care to comment? Okay. Seems we also found a headless body out in front of the Kappa Delta house last night. A body that came from a lab in the basement of the very medical center that Mr. Miner saw you running out of at 40 miles an hour.
Don't forget screaming like banshees.
Sounds like a pledge prank to me. A sick, twisted, psychotic, demented, deranged pledge prank, but still possibly, just possibly in the ballpark of what you might call your collegiate tomfoolery. You guys care to comment?
Captain. Detective. I mean, we're not your fraternity types. I personally would rather have my brains invaded by creatures from space than pledge a fraternity.
He's lying. We did it. The Betas.
Ah, the Betas. Well, that explains everything.
The Betas told us to find a body and dump it on the steps of another fraternity. Well, we got into the lab and we got the body out of this thing. And then we chickened out and ran away.
At 40 miles an hour.
Screaming like banshees?
It was a nervous response.
He means the body. It twitched. Its eyes open. I don't know, it's spazzed out.
Spazzed out, totally.
But I swear to God we did not move it from that lab. We sure to the hell, I mean, heck, didn't damage it in any way. And even if we did, Mr. Miner here would have seen us, wouldn't he?
Screaming like banshees.